Well, good morning. I guess you're going to see a lot of me this morning. When Reg called earlier this week, he suggested that we have a service today where we mutually share in a service of thanksgiving. And I think he was being kind, not wanting to have me make a whole lot of preparations leading the service, giving me that option. But as I pondered about Thanksgiving, I really came to the conclusion that I'd been derelict in some of this. And so I want to share a little bit with you on Thanksgiving, and then I'll give you a chance to share as well. Let's pray. Father, as we come together, we know, Lord, that we are here because you have chosen to allow us to be here. And we're grateful, Father. We're grateful for the fellowship. We're grateful for the hymns of praise and the music. We are truly thankful, Father, for the safety and the things you give us, Lord, to meet in peace and tranquility and not in fear of our lives. And so we're truly thankful and grateful this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're almost 3 months past the fire. And it's been an interesting experience for someone who's kind of a loner and a person who doesn't readily accept help. It's been a humbling experience because not only have so many of you been so gracious in helping us get reestablished and restarted during these 3 months, I don't think I can even look out there without seeing a face of somebody that has done something or given us a gracious encouragement or taught us things. And so it's been an interesting thing, but it's probably been a little bit like Patty. I noticed on Facebook she's doing some painting, and the coats of paint to cover the old come along gradually. And so we're about on the second coat, and things of the old are still showing through. But I want to think about Thanksgiving for a little bit before we share with each other. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I have resisted that verse over the years because some years ago I heard a sermon on it where you were to give thanks for all things. And it's a misinterpretation of the verse. God does not want us to be thankful for people who are lost and going to hell. God does not want us to be thankful for the trials and tribulations and difficulties, but in all things. And so as I studied this verse, it really kind of opened up a new thought to me. What it really means is to be thankful in the circumstances in which you find yourself. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ. John MacArthur said that little phrase in the Greek, and I don't know the Greek really. I have tools that, or used to have tools that I could look it up. But the Greek means a connection with everything that occurs. It's in connection with everything in life, gives thanks no matter what might be. And he says, of course, with the obvious personal exceptions of personal sin and things like that. But John MacArthur says that it's no matter what the situation is, we are to find reason to thank God. And I think that's the key there, to thank God. This is not some nebulous thanks fired off into space, but it is thanks given directly to God. Now, since we are completing these 3 years of wildfire, and I see how different people are coping with the stresses of these 3 months, it's affected so many in the congregation, whether it's their business or their lives, their homes. I have changed the total color scheme of my house. It's really an unusual. I think we're getting to a style called early attic. It's been fun in a way to see the things that have suddenly appeared in my doorway. I have four sets of Thanksgiving decorations with little figurines. I have six candles, which I'm not real fond of these days. All sorts of things that keep coming our way. And so a thankful heart is something that I have had to generate in my life. I've been contemplating my attitude of thankfulness towards God and the events that surround us and continue to affect us. I was really thankful when Kim widened the bathroom door so I didn't have to carry my wife into the bathroom every day or the closet. Those little things that you can be thankful for in the events. But I'm really thankful to God for the ministry opportunities, for the things that He has done during these 3 months. I would say that we have grown. This is the second fire I've gone through where I lost everything. Well, the last time I lost my cat, and this time I saved my cat. So, when I was a little boy, our house burned down, and we suffered the same thing. So it wasn't the first time. But throughout the Old and New Testaments, God expects us to be thankful. And just as thankfulness is a vibrant theme of the Bible, God also seems to find His pleasure in the opposite, in the grumbling and the complaining, when His people are ungrateful, unthankful, and grumbling. And it's easy to slip into that mode when we focus on ourselves or the life events that surround us. I think focus is a key word here. Everywhere we look in Scripture, we find thankfulness and thankful hearts directed towards the one and only Almighty God. Psalm 100, which we read earlier today, says, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth." Command. "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy, acknowledging that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." I look back in the Old Testament almost 4,000 years ago to the present today, and God's faithfulness continues. Things I don't understand, things that I've struggled with and talked to God about. I look in the Old Testament and I wonder why Joseph had to go through the things such as imprisonment and false accusations and the things that he had to go through. But I think when he said to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And so there are so many things like that. If we live long enough, maybe we'll understand some of them, maybe not. But it's a thing that God wants us to do and direct our thanksgiving towards Him. And it's a very important thing. As I stood out on my property last week, I don't know what the rest of your experiences are. I know some of you have volunteered and gone out and helped clean up and scoop the ashes and sift for things that you're not going to find. And I've had two crews, one from First Free in Austin and one from San Antonio Wayside Chapel, was sent a couple of guys and some equipment, and they helped me clean off my slab and my property and all. And I keep wondering, why are they sending these old guys to do the work? And then I find out they're younger than I am. So, it's been a real joy working with some of these guys. I'm thankful that it's not nagging at me anymore. It's cleared and cleaned off and looks pretty decent for the moment. So, if we look through the Old Testament, you go back to Leviticus. Remember, the peace offering was an expression of thanksgiving. The usual animal sacrifice must be accompanied by various kinds of bread made with yeast, thin cakes mixed with olive oil. And so in Leviticus, we find that there is a peace offering, but it's always associated with thanksgiving to God for his provision, for what he's done in our lives, and for his direction. In 1 Chronicles, we find that David gave to Asaph and his fellow Levites a song of thanksgiving to the Lord. We find in the Psalms so much of thanksgiving and patterns for our lives in troubled times as well. And in 2 Chronicles 29, I remember the story of Hezekiah. And he said, "Now that you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, bring your sacrifices and thanksgiving offerings to the temple of the Lord." So the people brought their sacrifices and their thanksgiving offerings. And all whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings too. So in 2 Chronicles, we find a whole saga of thanksgiving towards God. Or in Nehemiah, we find Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, a descendant of Asaph, who led in a thanksgiving and prayer. You remember the whole story of the Nehemiah and the wall and all the things going on there. And then the Psalms, of course. Psalm 50 tells us to make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High. You know, as I stood out on my property and I look at all those black trees and then I look to the north and there's a house that remains standing, or two houses. And I look to the south and there's a house that remains standing. And I look across to the west and there's a house that remains standing. And mine is just charred cinders right in the middle of all of that. And some of my neighbors also have charred cinders. But why? I don't think we can answer why God allowed us to experience this and to go through this. Maybe to grow, to learn, and to be thankful for God and what he has given us in our family, our friends, our church. That Sunday was a very unusual Sunday. I am thankful to God that he directed it. We normally didn't eat out at my place. We ate with Lauren and Jody because of the gluten-free stuff. And for that Sunday, Jody said, "Dad, would you mind if we have the dinner out there?" Very unusual for her. And so I cooked gluten-free, and we were sitting around the table when we heard the fire engines. And when we got Dee's frantic call saying, "Get out, get out." And when she called back and told Jody not to take the kids. So, you know, I guess she didn't realize that Jody was there in the fire and needed to take the kids who were with us all. But it was a confusing time. And yet the peace of God and the thankfulness for my family, my church, my friends was always present. And more than that, my thankfulness to God Almighty, knowing that we've been worked through worse times and he is faithful and will be faithful to the end. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "As for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation. A salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth." The Church of the Thessalonians is lined with thankfulness to God. As a young church, they were concerned about the coming of the Lord Jesus again and a lot of questions. But if you will trace through 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, you find a theme of thankfulness in the scriptures there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 12 to 14, or even the whole chapter. And you go to Hebrews, it says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable and unburnable," that's my addition to the scripture, "let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe." So as we ponder on Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday of the year, I want to take this opportunity to give you an opportunity to express thanks to God for things in your lives during these past 3 months or this past year or this past day. God is faithful. I can stand up here and attest to that He is faithful beyond measure. It's not to say He doesn't have a sense of humor when I see some of the things that have been donated to us. We have some nightstands that are hand-carved, and they're little boys with on their hands, and their feet are in the air, and there's a ball, and their heads are down by the ball, and then glass on the table. I don't think I would have ever picked that out in my decorating style. But we have grown to love those, and they're in our guest bedroom. And a friend of ours gave us things to cover them up, and we've
just...
You have a matching dresser for that. Oh, well, we need a dresser still. Thank you. but it's you know, it we are so thankful. God spared our lives, our children. We have resources to get going again through the insurance and all the things through our family here in Christ. So we just want to share that with you and give you an opportunity to share as well, as Reg had requested.